This is a download from the BBC. To download other programmes or for more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is your movie podcast as part of the Simon Mayo Show on BBC Radio 5 Live. Slightly shorter than usual as we were covering the opening ceremony of the Beijing Olympics as the official Olympic station, BBC Radio 5 Live. Andrew Collins did an exemplary job of rushing through the latest releases and looking at the UK box office top 10. Andrew Collins, we're going to talk through as many new movies as we can, but here is your UK box office top 10. At 10, Journey to the Centre of the Earth spelt wrong.
Yeah, imagine Brendan Fraser in a special effects heavy adventure movie set in the past. Imagine that. And that's the first of those that we'll be talking about today.
Number 9, Hancock.
Yeah, it's the life of the very unhappy 1960s comedian, played by Will Smith. Amazing bit of casting.
Can't imagine it is satisfactory for the makers of The Love Guru.
The people who brought us Mike Myers in Austin Powers, only going in at number 8 in this country. It's almost as if people listened to the reviews and took notice. Not mine, but all the other reviews. Everyone said it's rubbish. It is.
You said it was rubbish. You take the credit.
I will.
You take the credit for this film failing so far.
I realise I am sitting in somebody else's throne when I speak on this particular programme. So, yeah, maybe.
Well, as I am too, so we're in the same boat there. Number 7, Space Chimps.
Space Chimps. Didn't even get to talk about this last week. It's an animated film about monkeys in space, which I must admit sounds good. It's aimed at very young children. It stars somebody who I've never heard of from Saturday Night Live. And one of the voices is provided by Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Lovely, which means
it has something in common with Wall-E, which we'll get to in a moment, which has a voice by Jeff Garlin, who plays a manager.
I love Cheryl. She would be in my list of 5, actually. Number 6, Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda still hanging in there. People want to see Jack Black in panda form.
Who wouldn't? Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
Perfect Snogging.
Good Brit flick in the top 5 still.
Yeah, it's really pleasing that, and it's based on a series of books which young teenage girls love about a character called Georgia Nicholson, directed by Gurinder Chadha, which I don't think even mentioned last week.
Number 4 in the UK box office top 10 with Andrew Collins, The X-Files, I Want to Believe, but they didn't believe our review, did they? Number 4.
That's not bad, but it's not bad, and that's not what an X-Files movie should go straight in at number 1. I think it went in at number 4 in the US box office. Incredibly disappointing for those who've made it.
As we're going to see from the top 3, very hard to break that Wall-E and another Curb Enthusiasm connection.
Yeah, Jeff Garlin plays the human in Wall-E, which is about a little robot falling in love with a lady robot. Fantastic, I think, if you're an adult, maybe not if you're 14. And then Mamma Mia at 2, which is ideal if you're of the persuasion of people who think that singing and dancing is a good thing to do in the cinema.
And at number 1, of course, The Dark Knight.
Of course, The Dark Knight, which has now taken $400 million in America, which puts it in the top 20 all time, in top 10 all time, I think, in the US already.
How does it compare now in terms of going to become the biggest film of all time in terms of Titanic, I think is the leader at the moment, isn't it?
It won't reach Titanic. It's underneath Pirates of the Caribbean 2 in America. So, you know, there's a lot of money sloshing around in the top 10 all-time blockbusters. But, you know, it's done very well and it's kept everybody else off the number one spot. Although already, apparently, the new Judd Apatow film, Pineapple Express, is taking more than it. Since it was released about yesterday, I think.
Jenk, we dare do emails this quick film review.
Yeah, somebody emailed in just to me and asked what I thought about the... And you, obviously, as well, but they tried to bypass you for some reason.
Well, that's fine. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
I bet you've got a thought on whether 12A really is a certificate that The Dark Knight should have been given, because the Daily Mail and various MPs are very hot under the collar about this.
I think there was only one scene in it that was the first time that we see the homemade video of the Batman imposter being interrogated, where I thought, oh, this is adult. Bar that one scene that might have pushed it towards 15, I think, 12A, let's forget it wasn't a 12.
That's what it is, 12A. Well, there's no
12. Is about right.
Yeah, there's no 12 anymore for cinema films, only 12 at home. So basically, you can go and see it over 12, or if you're with an adult, frankly, it's up to them. So in a way, it's the perfect certificate, because it gives the adult the responsibility of whether to take them or not.
I think that's an adult these days.
Ian Duncan Smith and various other people, or Ian Duncan Smith, among those who are against it being this certificate, has actually seen it. So all credit to him, whereas I imagine the rest have never seen a Batman film in their life, but are frothing at the mouth because they work for the Daily Mail.
So what should we do first? We're not going to get through them all here.
No, that's all right.
So what do you think is the most important film we should start with?
Well, we should talk about The Mummy, which is The Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, is its subtitle.
No Rock this time? The Rock
no,
isn't
the Rock's
in this?
Not
okay,
involved.
Good stuff.
No, he went off, you know, The Scorpion King was a kind of mummy film. It's had 2 official installments. This is the third. The clip we had lined up is about 5 minutes long. Now, I'll let you decide.
Let's play it.
My name is Lin.
My family has watched over the Emperor's tomb for centuries. The Emperor cannot be killed unless he is stabbed through the heart with this. My mother put a curse on it long ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, quick family meeting, Alex. Sit.
Down.
What do you really know about this girl?
Well, not much. But after her help tonight, I'm willing to go in a little faith.
Jake. Time is running out.
You don't really believe in the concept of personal space, do you?
If the Emperor reaches Shangri-La and drinks from the pool of eternal life, he will raise his army and no one will be safe.
Much as I'd like to stay this boyishly handsome forever, Shangri-La is a crock.
Yeah, but that's what you used to say about mummies too, John. You did pretty well, Arthur.
Well, there you go, the mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Empire. What are we saying about this, Andrew? Well, it seems like a fairly straightforward film.
It's straightforward and it's the same people, pretty much, Brendan Fraser and John Hannah doing the comic relief. And it was directed by and written by Stephen Sommers originally. He's now just producing it, and we've got a new director, not that it really matters that much, Rob Cohen, who can handle blockbusters. There's tons and tons of CGI. It's not in Egypt this time. The big twist is that they're going east. So it's all set and filmed in China, Shanghai, ancient Chinese stuff, terracotta army, it's all there. It must have been an amazing surprise to the marketing department at Universal that it was going to be released in the same week as the Olympics started. So that's a bit of luck, really, isn't it?
Perfect, and that'll, I'm sure, increase the amount of shekels being passed over to see this film.
Critics don't like it thus far.
OK, is it just your bog standard? You're out with your girly mates, your boy mates, you're 12 years old, and a Saturday night, that's the one you go and
if
see.
If you want to see one of those films where it ends with a massive CGI battle between the undead and the terracotta army, then it's fine. But the dialogue is absolutely rotten. This is the wrongest part of it. The dialogue's really poor. The jokes aren't very funny. The emotional content, because Brendan Fraser is now joined by an American actress, Maria Bello, who's playing Rachel Weisz and is no good at an English accent, or at least when she does speak, she's putting so much effort into it that she can't act. It's a terrible shame.
No, you might want to slap me, but I'm going to say The Fox and the Child we should talk about. What do you think?
Well, you see, I love foxes.
Yeah.
I've just read the autobiography of broadcaster and shock jock John Gaunt. Mm. There's a picture of him with Basil Brush in there, one of those funny pictures where he looks like he's strangling Basil Brush. And the caption says, "Me posing with Basil Brush, the only fox I don't want to hunt." It says, foxes are forefront of my mind. And this is a film made by the director of March of the Penguins, which obviously was a documentary that won everybody's heart.
Absolutely.
This is a fictionalised nature film. It's about a little girl who meets a fox in some beautiful, idyllic part of France, which was half filmed in France, half in Romania, and half... No, a third in those two and a third in Italy. And that's the trouble with it. If you want to see a load of beautifully filmed foxes, there's about 10 of them playing the main fox. Some of it's natural stuff, other stuff's kind of acted, as it were.
Yeah.
It's, that you will enjoy. I certainly enjoyed that. But it's got a child in it, and there's narration by Kate Winslet. It's obviously French originally. They've added her on. There's also a bit of dubbing on the girl, an English voice dubbed on very badly. And it reminded me of things I used to watch when I was a kid in the 70s in the school holidays. Czechoslovakian drama. That were dubbed badly into English, which is a shame because it takes away from what is a lovely, beautifully shot film about nature in the forest.
I was going to say it sounds quite quaint.
It's like a fairy story. It's aimed at the very, very young. You can take the very young to this. There'll be no frothing at the mouth in the Daily Mail about this if you take your kids to go and see this. Very young kids would probably like it. I loved the stuff of the fox. I think foxes are beautiful.
Elite Fox.
Elite Squad is amazingly a violent film about life in Rio de Janeiro. If you saw and enjoyed City of God, you'll know that in the slums there's a lot of drugs and violence. That was done from the point of view of the street people who actually live on the streets. This is done from the point of view of the police. It won an award at the Berlin Film Festival, which is very odd because it's not the sort of film you'd expect to win awards. Other than it shows you a slice of life in Latin America, which is obviously not very nice. But actually, if you look at it, it's just like one of those American cop films where the cops go around torturing the drug dealers. The Pope is coming. It's 1997. The Pope's coming. They're going to clear up a slum so that he doesn't see any of it or get, disturbed while he's having a sleep. And so they basically go in and the drug dealers are corrupt. The police are corrupt. There's this squad of people, the elite squad, who are basically like fascists, really. Not in real life, obviously, because they are real. But in this, they look like they're a bunch of people who just enjoy violence.
And unlike the people, the critics who didn't like the mummy, they are liking this.
They're liking it, but just like The Fox and the Child, and this is the only similarity, it's got a really heavy-handed narration all the way through, as if we're not actually understanding what we're seeing. I think we get it. The narration by the main cop is just so, what you're seeing, I'm saying. And you just don't need that. I don't know why they did that.
So what would be your movie of the week? To crown off, may I say, Mr. Collins, a gloriously fast and informative Friday afternoon movie news, which I buy your creative feat.
Well, all of those three, I would say go and see The Mummy. The critics would tell you not to. I think the Mummy's okay. It's perfectly okay. You're going to have to hear a bit of bad dialogue, but you will see some fine computer-generated antics.
I absolutely love it. Thank you very much, Andrew, and covered so much in such a short period of time.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading from the BBC. To find other downloads or more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.